North Korea is near completion of a long-range missile base. This was reportedly revealed by photographs taken by an independent satellite image company. North Korean President Kim Jong-il has been missing lately from public appearances. South Korean intelligence officials report that he suffered a stroke. They say that Kim was weakened but not incapacitated. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is following both these stories from her base in Beijing.
First of all, of course, we've been hearing about the fact that Kim Jong-il appears to have had a stroke and has suffered some paralysis on his left side. South Korean officials have indicated that they actually knew about this a few weeks ago. Something that's been happening even longer range is that for about the past 8 or 9 years, North Korea has been quietly building a missile launch site about 30 miles from the Chinese border. Presumably, they could launch missiles from this site that could reach the west coast of Alaska.
And that's something that the U.S. hasn't known until now? I mean, don't we have satellite information that comes from the ground in North Korea?
There is satellite information. The Associated Press broke this story, and we're quoting analysts who analyze satellite imagery. They also quoted a U.S. government official who said, "We have known about this for a while, but we haven't been talking about it."
Why wouldn't they talk about it? I mean, why would they agree to anything, even taking North Korea off the list of terrorist sponsors, which apparently it hasn't done right now, to Pyongyang's dismay? But why would it even consider doing that if they knew that in the background, North Korea is trying to establish a long-range missile base?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's not against international law to build a long-range missile site. Secondly, we do know that the top priority was we want to stop North Korea from assembling nuclear weapons. And that's what negotiations have been leading toward. And at this point, although they're kind of stalled, they still are hoping for progress. So I think they didn't want to push the confrontation on this front just now.
All right. Well, we know that there are reports that China has contingency plans to send troops across the border into North Korea in the event of instability. Here we have reports of this long-range missile base. We have the reports about Kim Jong-il's health. Are there concerns about instability from where you are in Beijing?
At this point, it doesn't look like things are all that unstable. There is a small cohort of top leaders in the North Korean government who can continue to keep things on track. And if Kim Jong-il were to die, the best guess is that they would be sort of a group leadership while trying to figure out which of his sons might step into his place.
Thank you very much for the update from Beijing, the World's Mary Kay Magstead. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.